never known as cool. The nerdiest kid in my school. Never went to a party. D&D was my forte. I never played on any sport. Unless you count at 64. My dating life didn't exist. Don't even know what first base is. Then one day I met a girl that changed it all for me. She rocked my WoW and redefined MMORPG. We sat up all night chatting about the size of my score. Before I knew it, I had this girl knocking on my door. Cause she's a dorkcore. Sitting geeks like you and me, she's a dorkcore. From involuntary celibacy, dorkcore. And doesn't charge a thing at all for me. My fantasy does exist. A girl with a geek fetish. Street Fighter, I just got phoned. A Pac-Man ringtone's on her phone. She's naked reading comic books. Yoshi's tattooed on her tush. I'm 1337 in my click. I got to touch a human chick. I asked her type of guy, and she said to me, she likes Star Wars, Star Trek, Quantum Leap, and owns a PSP. No muscle, sports cars, pounding beers, or hours at the gym. But if you're tall, pale, and scrawny, then boy, you are in. Cause she's a dorkcore. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dorkcore. From involuntary celibacy, dorkcore. I sell all my figurines for you. John and Jay. Rich assumed that I was gay. Now I see her once a week. She plays my Wii and then with me. She's perfect in every way. She's my Buffy, I'm her steak. I told her that I loved her more than Magic the Gathering. She says I'm not a one-nerd kind of girl. There's plenty more in need. So long as there are geeks and nerds and dorks who can't get played, I'll strap on my elf ear stilettos and I'm on my way. Cause she's a dorkcore. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dorkcore. From involuntary celibacy, dorkcore. And don't fear, she's here to rescue you.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are up here on the 44th floor with Dino Mike.
What's up, homie?
I think having you in the studio is going to confuse Mad Mike, because he only interviews
you. Hey, it's called the Rockin' Comedy Show. No, you're on the air.
No, he's not on the phone. He's actually in the studio.
What's up? You're looking sexy today.
Thanks for calling in, caller.
Meow.
So it's our co-star of
you're live.
It's Mad Mike is our co-star of the music video.
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
It's our co-star
check.
Of the music video.
Check. Can you hear me?
Don't start with that check bullshit.
I just need to know if you can hear me. Please. How are my levels?
Your levels are fine. Mike, we make sure that you are a superstar.
Your estrogen levels are a little high right now, though.
Yeah. I'll talk like this. For the rest of the show.
No,
that's
we don't.
Testosterone.
That's like Frankie Castro.
I'm hiding the estrogen.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
But now you sound like Frankie Castro.
Hey there, Mike. Won't you be a prince on a fresh man ham sandwich? All right. So the king's a little hungry.
So
and your belly button's looking mighty nice right now.
Gross. That's. I just got a picture like violating a belly button and like pulling out like belly button lint hairs.
I could twirl a finger in there. Well, I come out with some
okay, stop.
Leftover doo-doo.
This is disgusting.
Oh, all right.
So out at Desert Fest, we almost lost Dino Mike to death.
Yeah. Are we gonna let him talk?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was setting it up.
He was setting it up.
We had almost a tragedy. We almost lost Dynamite.
You almost lost you?
I almost bit the big one.
Bit the big one.
So some people might not know
not
that.
Not everybody wants to take it in the butt, but kudos to you.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Some people might not know that Dynamite is a vegetarian. And that's not that he works on cats and dogs.
No, no, I know what a vegetarian is. They eat those sandwiches in Australia.
That's all right. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah, down under, right?
Try not to ask for an explanation.
All right.
Where women plow and men thunder, something like that? On how the song goes.
What?
So anyway, he's a vegetarian, and he almost got killed by eating broccoli.
I am horribly, horribly allergic to broccoli.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. And I've had veggie...
How is that possible?
We're just defective sometimes, you know? Right. And I've been vegetarian since I was, like, 12 years old, and I've had veggie burgers since then. Like, it's been, like...
Since you were 12?
Yeah, since I was 12.
What happened between 11 to 12 that made you decide you wanted to be vegetarian? Were you, like, molested by a cow?
I don't like to talk about it.
Okay. Well, hey, that's your own business. You have the right to. But, you know, the people want to know.
Right.
You know, and we're here for them.
Inquiring minds.
Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah. Were you molested by a cow?
We ask the hard questions.
Yeah, right. No, I just, I one day, back on the farm, I was told to go milk the cow, and I didn't know it was a bull.
Yeah.
And it just got... messy.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
As long as you drank it, though. You don't want to give it waste.
Oh, no. I had a full milk, milk, step, muck, step, milk.
You can't even say it. He's so shook up about thinking about it.
Yeah, try saying that.
All those Californian bulls out there.
Right. Steer me the wrong way. Steer me.
But I'm not.
That was great. Folks, try the veal. It's made from baby cow.
I'll be here all week.
Yeah, right.
I'll be here all week.
So anyway, yeah, so he's eating this garden burger.
Yeah, this garden burger, the only veggie burger on the planet that has broccoli in it, was like the garden burger vegetable melody, or medley. Can't remember. Really.
Medley, I think.
Is it medley?
I don't think you eat it, it's like... Oh.
This is delicious.
I think it was something like...
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, it happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
He slumped over. I thought we were losing him pretty quick.
Oh, I was out, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I couldn't breathe. I was down.
His throat
like
was...
Like three?
Damn, really? You're like dead allergic.
His throat was closing up. He was just,
yeah, it was a bad situation.
I just think, what an omen. You can see it in the headlines. Vegetarian killed by broccoli.
Right. Oh, the horrible irony.
Damn. I'm allergic to sharks.
Sharks?
Yeah.
Like shark bites?
Well, sharks in general, yeah. If they bite me, I have an adverse reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you lose a lot of blood.
Yeah, sometimes I will bleed. Yeah. Like my skin will burst open and I will bleed. Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yeah, it is. It's not a really gruesome sight. So I don't really stay around sharks anymore. I used to when I was younger. We used to hang out all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we'd go get ice cream and stuff like that, you know. We'd hide and seek.
Did you know sharks Marco Polo? Have two penises? Or is it peni?
How the hell would you know that, Mike? Were you raised by a shark, too?
Well, based on the episode.
They are the other white meat.
Did you see that? Right. Did you see that South Park episode?
Yes.
Where the retard got raped by the shark? Oh, amazing.
I don't watch South Park.
Well, you're missing out.
I don't have a TV.
Okay, well, welcome to the 2019th century. When the hell did TV come out?
When the hell did the TV come out? You don't know?
Yeah. Was it wind up back in your days?
No, actually, when did TV come out? Like 2005, right? Something like that.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only been around a few years. They might perfect it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, because I know before in that, the grand... all they had were just that's how midgets had their jobs because they would just be in this box.
That's right.
And they would just portray your favorite show. Well, I mean, that's what we had at home. I don't know about you guys.
Think how small the midget of Gary Coleman must have been.
Yeah, dude, you don't
think he's sitting in an ice chest.
Right?
I seriously can't believe he died, dude. He was only 12.
I know, right?
He was only 12.
He said such a short life.
12 inches.
Such a short life. I heard he died of two different strokes.
Oh, yeah. Who else died? Ronnie Coleman? No. There's another guy that died. Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
King Koopa is dead.
I couldn't believe
right?
that, dude. I was so bummed.
The Mushroom Kingdom is
there's
safe.
There's been a lot of deaths, though.
The
girl from Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
The slutty one.
Yeah.
Oh, she's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She died of stroke, too.
Oh, I would say HIV.
I was going to say drowned in gallons of semen.
That could have been that, yeah. She fell in that boo cake.
Right?
Yeah. I hear it's really
cake. Boo cake. Boo cake-y.
Yeah.
So we were out at the Desert Fest, and your brother was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he really likes this girl.
Yeah.
Did
you tell her that it's a man yet, or?
I just want to say he is a little overprotective.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, there's this shield. Like, she couldn't talk to anybody without him being there.
I know. Weird. I was like about to shake her hand. I'm like, hey, how are you? And then he peed on my hand. I was like, what the fuck?
I believe that happened.
I was like, Eric, just back off. You're trying way too hard. All you're going to do is just upset her.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, can I get another beer? And he's like, no, you've had way too much.
Wow.
He's like, I need you to stay awake and alert, right? And every morning that she would get up and come out of her tent, she would have new hickeys on her neck. Huh. So we were sitting there going, it's that damn snake, isn't it? Yeah, you haven't found it yet, right?
That trouser snake.
That snake is still in your tent. Whatever are you going to do?
What are you
and she goes,
to?
It's not even noticeable. Stuart walks by and goes, looks like you were shot with a paintball gun. You're right, though. It's not noticeable at all.
Wow.
Well, she's really nice.
She's a nice girl.
She's really nice. But
that's cool.
It was nice to see your brother out there in that element. And he was very afraid because he knew that if he was the first one to pass out, something was going to happen.
Right.
So he did very, very well his first night trying to be the last one. Although everybody goes, Jay will win. He always wins. He goes, just as the sun's coming up, he goes to bed. He was going to fight me on this for the long haul. He didn't win.
No.
But he did get, he goes, what happens if I pass out? So I cover him in silly string like we did with Nick. I go, this. And he's sitting there going, dude, that's totally uncool. So then he thought it'd be funny, and he'd get me back, sprays me with a silly string while I'm sitting outside. And I just sit there and I look at him. I don't say anything. I just give him, like, this look of death.
How could you?
I just give him this look of death. He goes, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh.
And I was just like, that's all right. I'll get you. And then so he stayed up all night because he was afraid. I go, Eric.
Afraid of silly string?
I go, you know, he was afraid I was going to do something else.
Oh.
And so I was like, Eric, do you really think it's going to happen tonight? We have two more nights here. And so every day, his girlfriend was, don't forget you have to get back at him.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm like, don't worry about it. So then I was like, it was so funny. Because Andrew left, and he had his tent there, and he left. And so I was like, all right, here's the deal. You can either take your punishment, which is going to require you being on stage, and then this happens in front of everybody on microphone, and everybody knows what's going on. Or you can take the easy way out and just go fold up Andrew's tent and put it away. And he goes, that's my punishment? I go, it is what it is. You take the tent or you go up on stage with me and we just humiliate you. And he goes, I think I'll fold the tent.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. So then he puts the tent away and he comes up and he goes, so what were you going to do to me up there? I go, nothing. I just didn't want to fold the tent. We got him back. We got him to clean up the RV.
That's the worst. I'd rather get sprayed by silly string.
Well, I don't know what it was going to be.
No, man.
Because we used the rest of the silly string on Krista, because she was so drunk on Saturday that she crawled in there and she went to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And we sprayed, I think, literally like 9 cans of silly string covered her. And she got up and she was so big, I am going to kick all of your asses. And I was like, oh, it was funny when we did it to Nick. Yeah, so she got the silly string attack. That was awesome.
That is funny.
But we had a good time. And you almost died.
Yeah,
but
I almost
now you're
died.
Here on
I
the
am.
44th floor.
I know.
In person, not on the phone.
Not on the phone. It's amazing. I'm here in Las Vegas.
We would like to thank you for putting us in that video. It's kind of damaged our career a little bit.
Yeah, well, it damaged mine too, so we're even.
Wait, aren't you making a new video?
Yeah, I have a couple ideas.
Where's my script?
Where's your script?
Where is it?
Where is it?
What?
What?
Where is it?
What?
I want to know.
I want to know where my script is.
You know, like, Alexis's last name is Paul.
Yes.
What?
Fucking weird. What?
What?
Where's my script?
I don't know where your script is because I didn't write it.
Why not?
He says you can't be in this new video.
Why not?
Because you're a guy.
What do you mean?
I mean, do I have to explain this to you?
Because I'm a guy?
Because I...
Fucking racist. Or something.
Sexist?
What'd you call me?
So it's a video for what?
For what? Do a video. Do a video for all the same.
He's like, Jay, I'd like to come to the studio. I think it'd be easier than talking to you guys on the phone.
It is easier, though. At least I can hear you both. At least I'm not like, huh?
But you're still repeating yourself.
Yeah, well.
You may not be saying hello as much.
Yeah, right? Hello? You still there?
It's a video for all the same?
All the same.
All the same what?
All the same.
All the same.
All the same.
All the same.
You got it.
All the same, you got what?
All the same.
All the same, I got it?
You got it.
What is it you get?
You just got it.
Is it a script?
It's a song.
It's the Mike and Mike show.
Right? It's like, who's on first right there?
Right. Who is on first?
That's right.
See, that ends that joke if you know how to end it.
I know what you should do. All the parts where they're supposed to actually be people, you should have actually salami and clothes.
Who's on first or the video?
In the video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, that was my first idea, but I figured salami would be a little too racist.
Bologna.
Well, that's like the white trash of salami.
Pastrami.
That's just fucking offensive.
Pepperoni.
Is he? You're gonna let this guy be this racist on this show?
Well, you can always do a kielbasa, but
the kielbasas are fun. That's just a party animal.
He knows how to hunt them.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Hand grenades.
Yeah. <that's right. laughs> Oh, funny and bad.
I listen.
That video shoot was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
And the best was you not knowing some of the stuff we were filming.
I didn't know almost anything as we were filming. I was busy working, and you guys were busy, like,
that's funny, like, I think
jerking off of the camera.
If that was your working, sir, I am sorry.
Well, you know, it's working as far as the film sense goes.
Right, no.
But it played it back, and you were like, when did you do that?
When did you do that? This is when I was doing this, and you guys were over here doing this. You guys were all buying, like, you know, kitty, like, food from the store and stuff, and I was...
you're busy vomiting up soup.
Yeah, right?
That's a lot of hard work. That was actually when Spice was like, yeah, I'm T. Tobias.
What? Mike.
Mike. Don't give me the first letter and then tell me your name.
Right?
Wasn't there a guy that you guys went into AMPM and you asked for frozen waffles and the guy that worked there got mad?
Yeah, dude. He was not happy.
How can you be offended by frozen waffles?
Oh, you guys don't sell waffles here, do you?
No.
He's like, no, get out of my phone.
How can you get mad about that? It's not like you're asking for gummy bears or something.
Dude, I wasn't.
I know.
That's understandable.
I understand that.
It's like sour Skittles. Everybody sells those.
Everybody sells that.
But waffles, it was just sometimes.
You do have to ask.
You do.
Sometimes they don't have the waffles.
Sometimes they don't.
As you are well aware.
Sometimes they do that. Exactly. You know, some people have drink Sunny Delight. Some people are different.
Some people like Tang.
Some people do like Tang. Monkeys like Tang.
I like Tang.
Are you a monkey?
Sometimes.
Yes, he flings poo at people.
Yeah.
Only when I'm angry. Or happy.
Or sad.
Or sad. Or when I blink.
Or when I'm dressed like a clown.
What are we talking
you
about?
You also did a Red Cut attack with a silly string.
I did. I went upstairs.
Upstairs. He went in the desert.
He went up on a rock.
Yeah. I was on like a 30-foot rock, and I was all like, every year I always take a nap on this rock. So I'm like, oh, I'm sufficiently buzzed. I'm gonna lay on this rock, and I fell asleep on the rock. And your brother silly strings me. I'm like, that is not a pass out. That's a nap, douche.
And he's so proud that he did it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get back from the store, he goes, dude, did you see the pictures of what I did to Mike? And I was like, you should be very afraid if you've done anything to Mike.
Right. He is very lucky I had to leave last night before nightfall or at midnight, whatever.
Where did you go?
I had to go back to L.A. And then drive back here to Vegas. So.
How long are you in town for?
Till Friday morning.
What day is this?
Sunday.
So how are you going to go back in time?
Don't ruin the illusion for everyone that's listening, because they think this is live.
No, they don't think it's live. Don't start this speech with me. I know where you're going with that. I'm not going
stomping
there.
Stomping it right away.
I'm killing
no!
it.
No!
But we've already gone.
That's still one of the best arguments ever. The only time I think I've ever physically snapped on the show.
What the hell?
I'm like, you're not understanding it. So mad, Mr. X.
Do you see?
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
Do you see a radio tower here?
I yell at. I'm all, there's no fucking tower here. I was like totally yelling at him. Why are you getting so mad? I'm having a hard time understanding it. I go, what is hard to understand? We're recording it today, and it airs tomorrow.
It's a fucking VHS show, okay?
VHS?
Yeah, dude. You record it and then watch it later. You never.
Now it's a DVR.
What are you talking about?
You're like living in the VHS area. It was Betamax.
What are you talking about? They just came out. It's only been out for a few years.
This is a Betamax show.
Now, Betamax hasn't been around for a few years.
I recorded the show on fucking 8-track.
Right? It's an 8-track show.
No, but seriously,
I hear you're upgrading a Laserdisc. It's kind of like a record, but it's shinier.
It's really big.
Yeah, no, but really, this VHS, this technology is actually really cool. I think it's going to catch on. You can even get it like where it elongates, and like you could have it on like what's called SP, which is slow play. You can get like 3 hours on like one like disc.
No, SP is regular. EP is longer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, extended play.
I thought it was erected play. I thought it was only for your porno.
Standard play and extended play.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
It was for erectile porno. EP.
Porno.
That is what your porno
EP.
On. Because that was a higher quality. You know,
and you used the word porno instead of penis.
Oh, is that what it is? I don't know. Look, all I know is it's a brand new stuff.
Look, we use a lot of abbreviations on the show. Like we learned last week, or a couple weeks ago, ETA does not stand for Estimated Time of Arrival.
No.
What does it mean?
Elvis Tribute Artist.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, honestly, what did you think of that guy?
You didn't even listen to the show.
Oh, he did.
Oh, I did.
You missed it.
I didn't miss it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I listened to the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
I know, right? The first thing I said though was like, "I'm like, he's a tool."
Yeah.
It's making me laugh because he's all like, "Yeah, the thing about other Elvis artists is that they don't break character, and you know, I can break character whenever I want."
And he never did.
He never did.
Here, take his card. You might want to book him for a party.
He doesn't really look like Elvis.
You know what we should do? We should have everybody dressed up as a Wayne Newton and then have him come to the party to perform. And then be like, we thought you were Wayne Newton.
Wow.
That'd be hilarious.
He kind of looks like Biff from Back to the Future.
Who did I say that he... We thought he kind of looked like a mixture between Johnny Bravo, right?
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
And who else? Walker, Texas Ranger?
Yeah.
He's like a combo.
Johnny Ranger.
Johnny Ranger.
Yeah. But his name was, what was his name again?
Is he the Tyrannosaurus?
Francesco Cool?
Francesco Cool.
What was his name?
Frankie Catastrophic. That's what somebody put on the website. They're like, instead of calling him Frankie Kazzer, he's more like Frankie Catastrophic.
Frankie Catastrophic.
Dude, he was definitely a train wreck.
He was.
He was a treat, though.
So,
yeah, I loved having him.
Yeah.
Out of the desert.
I was laughing really hard, so I was a treat for me.
Out of the Desert Fest, you always meet one or two people that stand out, and you remember them for a long, long time.
Right.
And I will say right now, I am never going to forget Seth. Seth will let you know what he does and does not like. And it's like one guy walked up and he goes, "Hey, kid." He goes, "My name is Seth. And I'm 11. So he comes up. We don't even know where this kid came from, but Zach takes a potato gun out there. And the first launch of it, poof, all of a sudden this kid just shows up. I mean, like, he we didn't see him run up to the camp. He just stood, like, he appeared behind
him. He just materialized
in a plume,
in a plume of smoke.
He's like, "There's danger. I'm Seth. I'm here."
Yeah, boom.
This kid had us, like, he was so funny, like, not meaning to be, but...
Yeah, he just was.
But I really wish I would have been able to record the shot there, because I would have interviewed this kid.
Oh.
This kid needed to be, he needed to be interviewed, because...
You got his number, we should have done a call.
Because, when you hear the story, it might be best that we don't.
Yeah, just leave it alone.
Oh, really?
He's standing around camp. Rhonda and Chris are getting ready to go to the store and make a run.
Right.
And she goes, "We need Coke and ice." So he goes, "My dad's got crystal meth. I'll have to check about the Coke."
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Dead serious.
11 years old.
Damn.
Then they're talking about how they... I swear to God.
Without missing a beat.
Without missing a beat. And then he goes, Have you ever drove Hyper? And we're like, "What? I think that's a good idea." And he goes, "You know, speed?" Like, whoa. He was just so overwhelmed. And then somebody a little bit later was talking about how when they were younger they made a pipe bomb. And Seth was like, "It's not going to work if you do it like that. You got to do it like this." And he told him how to do it.
Dude,
and we're like, two or three hours. He's coming up. And out of nowhere, and he's, you know, and Tom, who's running the fest, he's got this huge BB gun, and Seth goes, and he goes, "Can I shoot the gun?" Tom's like, "No." And he goes, "No, I want to shoot the gun. My dad says it'll be okay." And he goes, "Well, then have your dad come here. And if he says it's okay, I'll let you shoot the gun." So the dad comes over, and he goes, "Are you letting my kid shoot a shotgun? He goes, "No, I don't have a shotgun. It's a BB gun, and he wants to use it. And I told him that I have to get your permission to let him do it." He goes, "Yeah, I don't care."
Nice.
So he goes, he didn't care, but he goes, "I don't want him shooting it. I don't want him shooting it near the camp area. Take him out where everybody shoots the guns out there." Comes by his camp a few minutes later. There's Seth knocking all these Pepsi cans open with a freaking fucking shotgun. And he's just going nuts. He's like, "Give me the gun back." So we start talking to somebody last night about this kid, Seth, because we don't know much about him. And it really turns out it's a very sad story.
Yeah.
Like, his dad's total drug addict, beats him, comes home drunk all the time.
Right.
Seth has got exposure to alcohol, can drink whenever he wants, has been put in juvie already 2 to 3 times.
Wow.
Doesn't go to school. Like, all of his smarts, so to speak, come from the streets.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just, you know, he knows how to steal cars.
Yeah.
And, one of the guys that was there had a dirt bike, and he's like, "Can I ride your dirt bike?" And he goes, "No." And he goes, "My dad says it'll be okay." And he goes, "No, you can't ride my dirt bike." So the guy that said, "No, you can't ride my dirt bike," parks the bike over by the outhouse, goes in there to use the outhouse. Fucking Seth takes the bike.
Wow.
Nice. On it. Like, I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Wow. This kid, just to, like, paint the picture for you, have you seen the Halloween movie with... Rob Zombie that directed it?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't have TV.
Well, for everybody else out there.
Wait, is it on VHS?
I think it might be.
I'll have to look for it.
Yeah.
If you go to that Be Kind Rewind store. Yeah. But he looks like the little, like the young Michael Myers.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked but
creepy.
He was, yeah. And this kid was so creepy. He was just so creepy, but he just, he's like, I'm Seth, I'm 11. And we're like, hey, do us a favor. Why don't you crawl at the top of this rock that overlooks the stage and scream, hey, pussies, let's get playing. And he's like, all right. And we didn't think he was going to do it. 20 minutes later, we're all, hey, pussies, why don't you start playing? Yeah. People on stage are looking around to see where it's fucking coming from.
Damn.
But I swear, he was like, the funniest thing was when she's like, we need to go get some Coke and ice. Well, my dad's got the crystal meth, but I'll have to check about the Coke.
Oh,
and that's awesome.
And priceless.
And I came back and I told Rhonda, I go, what do they charge for ice up there? And we can compare it with his dad. She's like $1.98 a pound. But this kid was, he kept us entertained.
Oh.
He was very funny. And we're like, does your dad know you're over here? Yes. And then the dad would walk over here and he was like, what are you doing over here? And he goes, I told you I was coming. So funny.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Kids, man.
Kids these days.
I will never forget that, dude. We were just sitting there, just dumbfounded. Here's this kid, just, no, you can't do it like that. You have to do it like this if you want it to work. But it was awesome.
So, when's your next movie come out?
Well, I really want to get shooting as soon as I get home from Vegas, so maybe a couple of weeks I'll get started. And
will your girlfriend know about this one?
Yeah, maybe. She did the vocals in that song too. That was her voice.
The girl. Which one?
All
she
the
said?
Same. Yeah, she sang it. So yeah.
Cool. Well, I know you can't do that one live because of the.
It's all auto-tune. All auto-tune.
So we'll play that one.
Why can't you do it live?
Because he doesn't have an auto-tuner.
Yeah, I don't have an auto-tuner here.
You didn't think to bring one?
I don't have one.
He's gonna do some other ones for us. He's just not gonna do that one live.
Yeah, not that one.
But that's like his only good song.
That is
that's
true.
That's why we're not going to have him do it live.
Right?
That's fine.
I don't want to ruin the illusion.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it.
We want to keep it going. He's on a winning streak.
Exactly.
So we'll play that one in live.
You're the same. You look off an example. Originality.
Looking for the name of the starfish in my face. Cause when my song comes up on the top 10 charts, my ego gets so huge. Cause I'm a hip hop star and I'm better than you are. Take to auto tune and now I'm down. All the same.
They've been working here for so long, why would I stop on this song? Samey, all the same,
At first you
thought it was so cool, now we just sound like fools.
The filter
makes me sound so gay, I can say I'm gonna beat you, give you syphilis and leave you. But you think it's all okay,
Cause
my voice is so unthreatening.
When my vocoder turned off in a sellout crowd, it was clear that I was through. But you're not free, there's plenty others like me. Thanks to auto-tune.
So we sound all the same.
Eight. We've worked together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
One in eight Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
Four. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
Three. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
Two. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the one in eight in your life that needs help?
One. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving.
Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never.
Let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
So keep it real.
Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Elmo. You know, the only place I feel like I can ever really get down is right here on the Crazy Jay Show.
On our phone line here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, it's the driver of car number 5, Tim Pyle, taking third on our last race.
Third?
Hey, how you doing, Crazy Jay?
Pretty good, man. So, third place. Mike's not happy with that.
Third?
Shit.
That's not even.
We have to live with it.
Let's look at it like this. That's not even the first loser.
That's not even the first loser. Hey, at least I got us up on the podium.
Yeah, that's true.
He did get another plaque.
Another plaque?
Yeah. It does say third place on it, though.
I got a good dentist.
Are you still recovering from the fest?
Oh, actually, yeah, dude, I am. I'm still tired, dude. It was a long weekend.
It was a long weekend. It was hot.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was hot. I don't know how people live on that.
He was baking.
That's nuclear, dude.
He woke up baking in his tent this morning.
Oh, yeah, I was sweating for hours, dude. I thought it was like 10:30. It was only 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God, I must have been sweating since like 6.
Well, you know what cures, you know what cures the heat out there?
Beer?
No.
What?
Nuck and Futz hot sauce.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, try that one.
Yeah, that was good, right? As we all watched you transform.
Hey, nobody warned me it was that hot. Well, you did before I took the bipod. I didn't know before
I warned you after you coated the eggs and hash browns, and I was like, you know, the warning label does say don't eat if you have heart or respiratory problems.
Well, normal bottles aren't that hot, so you just can kind of pour it on and you're fine. But yeah, that'll heat you up, man. And yeah, it heated me up a little bit later on this afternoon again.
So you took third in this race, and you have another race on the 19th.
Yeah, on the 19th we have another race out there.
Did I hear correctly that you're going to put tire cutters on the side of your car?
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, you know, me and George are talking a little bit about that, and we figured that if we kind of do that to all the fenders, it might be a little bit noticeable. So I think what we're going to do is as we repair the fenders, we're just going to flare them out that way. So it just kind of slowly comes into the way we want it to be. I think we're going to do it with a torch, and we're going to torch them so we can get a nice good bend onto them.
And there was a douchebag that wouldn't let you out, right? Is that what happened?
Douchebag.
What wasn't the, you had an issue with a driver.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was a little bit upset with that guy.
But did he not turn on his blinker?
I just watched the highlights of that race. And I'm going to actually take that video down to him and remember to watch that together right quick, like.
Right quick.
Let him know. And if he's going to keep driving like that, then we're going to have some issues.
So what's wrong with it? He didn't use the blinker? You didn't know he was turning left?
What's that?
He wasn't using his blinker? You didn't know he was turning left?
I guess not. Look, I watched that video, and he sure as heck wasn't slowing down until he hit me.
Oh, wow.
I think he used me as a way to enter the turn.
So you were used.
Yes, I was used and abused.
So,
I left four.
So where does that leave you with the points?
We're in second points now. We're still a contender. I know we're going to be up in points for the whole season. I have a feeling it's probably going to come down to the very last race.
Who's this guy that's beating you now?
Is it a girl? It's a girl, isn't it?
No.
If it is, that's when you lie.
But no, this guy, my buddy Steven Fangmeyer out there, and he's a good guy. His whole crew, really helped us out a lot this race. We had some issues, and they came up with the parts and the manpower to get the job done to get me back out on that racetrack. So, you know, I got to thank them for that. And you know, they also won that race. You know, they're a bunch of good guys. So. I don't mind. If I'm going to lose it, I'd much rather lose to a person like that.
How was it to drive the car out there at Desert Fest?
Driving the car on the freeway up there?
When you actually took the car out and ran around on the dirt road out there.
Oh, well, we didn't go.
Oh, you got out of your car and ran on the dirt road? That's the problem.
Fall apart. But I did romp on it a couple of times. And if you go fast enough and have the motor RPMs loud enough, you don't hear all that rattling.
Right.
But I was in the back of my mind. I'm like, you know, I got to race in 2 weeks. I don't want to get on it too hard out here.
Right. Understandable.
But, yeah, of course, you know. But, yeah, so that was a good time out there.
Well, Mad Mike hasn't seen the pictures yet, but he will be upset when he sees all those smashed bugs all over the hood.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you're running behind somebody.
You're supposed to be driving.
What did he say?
He said you're supposed to be driving, not running behind them.
Oh, yeah.
If you get in the car, you might actually win.
Yeah, that'd help.
Boy, that fall you had when you won the first time really fucked you up.
Yeah.
When I won?
Yeah. And you couldn't get out of the car?
Yeah. Well, you know, no one said I'm the smartest guy out there.
Yeah, I never said that.
I showed you that a few times this weekend.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't even figure out the freaking coffee pot.
Yeah, I was like, this is why my guy can't win first.
Yeah.
I'm all, you just put the cup under it, and it pours into the cup. And he said, it's not working. I go, and then it starts to work. Look at the jackass. But thank you for coming out, and thank you for taking third and slowly taking the championship.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for having me out there to that festival. We had a really good time.
Losing,
I'll have to run back out there again next year, I think, for that.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Hopefully next year we won't have a race on that week until we spend a little bit more time than that out there.
Yeah, it was fun to see you, though.
But you guys didn't come up to the next race, or are you still tossing that idea around?
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're going to have to see what I can do, because I'm going to have to try to, like, swap days off with somebody or something.
Oh, just let us know, and you're going to be able to make it out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give a shout out over the loudspeakers out there.
Cool. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
You guys have a good night.
All right. Bye.
It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor with Dino Mike, Mad Mike, and myself.
And I'm here with Crazy J and Mad Mike. Mad Mike, who are you with?
Thanks for calling the Rotten Comedy Show. You're live, caller.
Oh, Tim. Tim Pyle. What a great guy that guy is.
He's funny.
It's so funny. This, what's her name? Cassie that was there at the fest. She comes and she goes, you didn't tell me your friend was so hot. I was like, did I mention he's married?
And he's a horrible barber.
Yeah, he's a horrible barber.
All right.
Gives people high end tights when they don't want them.
Yeah.
Cuts their ear.
Take a little too much.
And then he tells me last night, he goes, business is kind of slow. Well, let's analyze the problem and maybe we can fix it.
Right.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the kind of haircut they want. Yeah. And don't cut off any parts of their ear.
He's a third placer.
Yeah. And he's a third.
What happens if I were to walk in and say short and fruity? What are you going to do then?
It was cool seeing the car out there. He wants you to go that race on the 19th because he wants you to drive it around the track before the race starts.
Yeah, dude, I want to.
I was like, why don't you let him race? He might actually win.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Go straight, turn left, go straight, turn left, go straight, turn left, go straight, turn left, go straight, turn left. It's not that hard.
You got to beat, what, two other cars?
Yeah, right. That's it.
He's also proud about getting third.
It's only three cars in the race.
He said he was running around the track anyway.
Seriously.
How many more cars could there have been?
The audience is all sleeping. It's like, God, it takes him forever to run 20 laps.
He got stuck behind the car. Didn't even know it was going left. Like, come on, where else is he going to go? There's only one way to go, Tim. Where's he going to go?
All right.
You know? You think his engineer would have been like on the radio, yeah, he's turning left. You know, watch out.
Watch out, left turn ahead.
Yeah. You think, right?
I would think.
Yeah. Hey,
right? I just speaking with
you. Yeah. Hey, if you want to get around this guy, won't you go left? You think. You know, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
All right, so Dino Mike is here, and he's going to do a song for us.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
So which one are you going to do?
What did I bring?
You don't even know what you brought.
Do you have a didgeridoo?
I don't play a didgeridoo.
You could do our second favorite.
We can get you a comb and a piece of wax.
All right.
You could do Mad Mike's second favorite song, 99 times.
Oh, all right. I can do that. Let's see.
I'll try to get you an instrument.
Let's see if I remember some words of this song.
It's your instrument. Let me get... Go, Okay, it's tuned.
All right. What would I do without you?
I know.
So we'll get the music track all fired up, and you'll do only 99 times. But only do it once.
Okay.
Don't do it 99 times.
Yeah, right. It's like 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Yeah, just one time.
Next song's 98.
If you do it
next song is only 98
times. If you do it more than once, I'm going to feed you broccoli.
That's a death threat.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's covered up if they miss the first part of the interview.
Oh, okay.
How is that a death threat? Is he going to do beat him with a head of broccoli?
Gotta listen to the whole show.
That's right.
A frozen head of broccoli.
Frozen.
Ugh. That's some brutal stuff.
All right, so here it is. It's only 99
times.
An
abnormally large frozen head of broccoli.
So I see you declined my Facebook friend request, and it seems I'm the only person you detest. Mystery, how could you still hate me? It's been weeks, you should know. Well, saying if you're broke before hoes, I'm just trying to make this thing right, but you just wanna fight. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter.
On Sega Master System. When the new Genesis comes out.
You're too immature to forgive.
So's your mom.
You should thank me for teaching her that thing you dig. Again, I'm sorry for uploading the videos on you porn. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Your attitude is just so typical. I think you're being a bit hypocritical. Remember when you stole that stripper from me? Whoa. And I know that she missed her period. We can tag team dad if you're keeping it. We can be one big happy family. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight. Well, 'twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Freaking Charlie keeps jumping all over me.
Good job.
Thank you.
Sounds a lot different when you're not on the phone.
It does, doesn't it?
We can't get you to sing when you're on the phone.
No, it's a little harder.
Well, because you got to have it to your mouth.
Frankie Castro, pay attention.
You put it on, if you're just standing
That's
on
like
it.
Your motto, right?
Yeah, put it on your mouth. You can live by that.
Put it in your mouth and blow.
Yep.
Put it in your mouth. Enjoy that.
Yep. Thanks for that tuning, by the way. That really helped out.
Good. Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll ask you to do it again on this next song.
Exactly. So now you know why I was so on key.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I just make everything better, you know?
That is true.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you about this incredible...
No, you don't. We're done. Anyway.
Incredible thing. Okay. Do you eat cereal? Yes. Okay, so anyway, there is this great... This is going to blow your mind.
Is this Fruit Loops with marshmallows?
Yeah, this Fruit Loops with marshmallows in it.
I've had Fruit Loops. I had it.
That makes your poop green.
This is amazing.
We've had this conversation.
I can't get over it.
The marshmallows, like, I don't like the texture. They're styrofoam textured.
What are?
The marshmallows.
Are styrofoam?
They're like styrofoam texture.
They're not styrofoam. They're marshmallows.
They're textured like styrofoam. Like, you bite them and, like, you hear squeak noise. You're like, ah, oh, and then you're like, chills going down your spine.
That's just silly. Who does that? Nobody eats styrofoam marshmallows.
I like how you can make him look confused.
Nobody eats styrofoam marshmallows. They're real marshmallows.
Well, I mean...
You're probably eating like a display.
That must have been it.
Yeah, you gotta eat the real thing.
I had them sell me the display box. These are packing peanuts.
What the hell?
So anyway...
What about it?
He said you wanted to... You asked him if he liked cereal.
No, yeah. He said yes.
Story done.
Story done.
Story done.
Yeah. Move on, Jay.
And finish. Still one of my greatest videos. Mad Mike making that fucking Big Mac talk.
Oh, that's right.
That was amazing.
Action. And cut. That's the best.
Alcohol can do some pretty interesting things to people.
Yes, it can.
God, I sound black when I do that, huh? Right now?
No, well, not right now, but do you drink? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know if they actually drank in Australia.
What are you talking about?
Aren't you a Vegemite?
Vegemite?
Yeah.
That's like an oil or something. That's like a cooking paste.
Look, whatever it is, it's between you and God, okay?
You and God.
All right. You don't have to explain or describe yourself to me. I'm okay with whatever preferences you've taken in life.
All right.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm an equal opportunity hater.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Exactly.
Look at him drinking his Haterade right now.
That's right. Do you get different flavors of Pam?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, some people like Pam a little more skankier than others.
I like my Pam pretty skinny.
Right?
You can get the $5 Pam.
That is true. I mean, yeah. if you know anybody named Pam, probably is gang.
Or the $4.95 Pam.
That's right.
The $4.95 Pam. It's too expensive.
It's Pam. Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
if I'm paying $4.95 for Pam, I want a 2-pack.
Pam. No, I'm saying Pam.
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 I want buy one, get one free, Pam.
Yeah. Buy one, get one free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Dino Mike is here.
Still
he's,
here?
He's working on his 14th gold album.
Yep. Yeah,
he hasn't gotten the first one done, but he's working on the first one.
Right. Can't get the damn platinum either.
Have you come up with a name for the new album?
I have not settled completely, but I have
Well, I told you it should be called Mad Mike and the Revenge of the Dill Pickle.
I was thinking about that.
Interesting.
But
wow,
dog is going crazy.
Wow,
Big Lance is coming up.
Yeah, seriously.
You hear that door slam? That's Big Lance.
Yeah,
those are big thunderous steps. Anyway, we're gonna take a break.
43rd floor.
See what's going on out there?
43rd floor is the Las Vegas Zoo.
Right. The Las Vegas Zoo. Home of a bird and turtle. We'll be back.
Attention parents of young children. The following is a partial list of things that are probably happening in your backseat that you are completely unaware of. A food item is probably being stuffed into a crack. A strange sticky substance is being spread everywhere. Deep, sustained, nasal exploration. Someone is probably making faces. Hitting back. The cleaning of muddy shoes.
Farting!
Something is probably spilling. Gum is lodging in hair. And your kids are probably riding car seats that are being used incorrectly. In fact, 3 out of 4 kids are not as safe as they should be. But the latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors. The ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons.
Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD.
We all got a long way to go.
There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters. And whenever I'm not doing it doggy style, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
Thank you. thought of having to unload this merchandise. Relax, I say, it's not so bad, it might feel kind of nice. Besides, who hasn't had a finger up there once or twice? I must remember, don't leave any drugs inside the host. I did that once, and a girl who tossed my salad over. Balloons of ecstasy and six balloons of hash, eight balloons of LSD and nine of Sensi Mild, a box of Chinese fireworks, Guatemalan child. I made it to the gate now, and my joy I can't contain. I board the aircraft, take my seat in the cockpit of the plane.
am in the house.
Mad Mike is in the house.
Mad Mike is also here.
I remember seeing something really funny, and then I forgot it.
Is it baggy? Now it looks like you're going to fart.
I know. What's with that look on your face?
Right?
Right?
Yeah. He's really thinking hard about what was going to be fit.
I think he bursted that one brain still working.
Yeah. Trust me, it was already on strike.
now he's on autopilot.
Yeah.
Well, we have Dino Mike here. We'll do a news story that'll kind of maybe fit in with the whole Tim Pyle doesn't, Tim Pyle doesn't know how to cut hair routine.
Oh, nice.
The story comes right out of Port St. Lucie.
Is black,
Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucie.
He is chocolate sauce.
A man accused of getting a gun.
Big lamp.
Following an argument. Could be big lamp. Kind of looks like a relative. Not because he's black, but because he's big like Big Lance.
I thought you were saying because he looks like Kermit the Frog.
What? Big Lance doesn't look like Kermit the Frog.
That's racist. Don't say that.
He looks like Sweetum.
I know. No, that's offending frogs everywhere.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What would the French say about that?
Port St. Lucie, a man accused of getting a gun following an argument with his sister about getting his hair cut faces a felony charge, according to his arrest record. Roderick L. Anderson, 26, was arrested following an incident several hours earlier. Anderson's sister told police she had her brother argued over getting his hair cut. She said Anderson then yelled at her father.
She doesn't even have any hair.
Give me my gun, and if you don't, I will shoot you. Now that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Give me my gun, or I will shoot you.
Right.
We're sorry to hear that you're dead. Are you changing your circumstances? Please let us know.
That's a T-shirt quote of the week.
Right. Yeah. Give me my gun, and if you don't, I will shoot you. That is what Anderson is quoted as saying. Anderson went into. That's almost as classic as. You know the line.
Don't drop the soap?
No.
I don't really know.
No.
He just looks at me and points at me.
I immediately knew.
Oh, yeah.
Something was peculiar.
Yeah.
Anderson went into his bedroom and loaded his shotgun. You got one more time to get smart out of the mouth or I will hurt you. Anderson is quoted as telling his sister before he left. You got one more time to get smart out of the mouth.
So, was the dog's name Smart?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Takes on a whole new meaning.
The father said the siblings argued and he instructed them to be quiet. He said he gave Anderson a silver revolver because he feared for his life. Asked how frequently she goes in her son's bedroom, the mother said, I clean his mess every day. This guy's 26 years old and his mom's cleaning his room.
That guy's got it figured out.
He's got a maid.
Yeah, dude. Right?
Yeah, he threatens him with guns. Get in here and clean my room or I'll shoot you.
I'll shoot you.
Okay, I'll
give you a gun back.
She allowed officers to enter Anderson's bedroom where they found a 9mm pistol magazine, 7 12-gauge shotgun shells, 12-gauge shotgun, and a .32 caliber revolver. Anderson was arrested on charge of felony aggravated assault with deadly weapon and a bad haircut. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
I thought the story was great, and it's from Port St. Lucie.
It would have been funnier if they had found the shotgun shells, but actually no shotgun.
Like he just threw them at her?
Yeah. Like he's just going to end
Ow!
Like threw rubber bullets at her.
Yeah. Ow! I got my eye, you ass.
We'll give you one more from Port St. Lucie. This one's pretty good. State wildlife officer said they caught a man feeding hot dogs to an alligator in his backyard.
Feeding dogs to an alligator?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Oh. Like Dachshunds.
He was like, really? Is that how I can get rid of Bowser? What's his address?
Seriously.
That's what a Port St. Lucie.
Right.
Why do this?
Matthew P. Buki is his last name.
Wow. Buki. Buki, huh?
He's 39 years old, and he was charged with feeding alligators a misdemeanor. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said officials... Said feeding all alligators can lead to them associating food with humans.
Wow. Pibuki, that's like when a bunch of guys get around this chick and pee on her face, right?
And other stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's boo cake. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's a pastry, right?
Yeah.
Mike, your birthday is coming up. What do you want? Boo
cake.
Oh, man. I hear that stuff is so good.
I want a boo cake eclair for breakfast tomorrow.
Officers went to... Buki's neighborhood after complaints from residents about the gators. About 8 p.m., they said they watched Spooky walk out of the canal behind his home and prop open a back gate. The officer said he shook a plastic bag of hot dogs in the air. A six-foot-long alligator crawled into his backyard. The officers captured the alligator, which was euthanized as a part of the state policy. Any alligator larger than 4 feet long and considered a nuisance is killed, the commission said. Well, it's not the gator's fault that he's 6 feet and somebody's feeding it.
That's true.
What is it, that movie Lake Placid where Betty White goes out there and she feeds him the cow or something?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
It's feeding time.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
It is Betty White, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Betty White.
Oh. That chick is weird.
I forgot about that movie.
That movie's awesome.
That's like over 10 years old at least, right?
Lake Placid?
Hey, you're a big,
I thought there's a go in karate.
But you're a big movie fan. You
yeah.
like Which one did you like better, Weekend at Bernie's or Weekend at Bernie's 2?
I didn't think I even saw Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Dude, he says it's better than the first, but I'm like, it's not.
They made a sequel to Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, it supposedly picks up the next day.
Dude, it's good.
No, it, like, I guess a couple days. It's not like the next day, but they find out. See, I don't even know the plot. He loves it. He can tell you.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Rent it on VHS.
I'll put it on my Netflix.
Yeah. What?
go to Redbox.
Oh, right, right.
No, they probably don't have it in Redbox.
No,
they
go to Video Time.
Video Time.
Video Time.
Video Time. Video Time.
I'll go to 2020 Video.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
I think that's going to catch up.
Right.
Video Time.
Yeah.
It's in the room with the curtain.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah. Video Times are pretty big here. That's where I get all the latest VHS.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Check it out. I'm telling you, it's a good movie.
I'm telling you, though. Have you seen Avatar on VHS? The quality is awesome.
Dude, especially when you get it
on VHS.
Yeah. Especially when you get it with that special tape.
Yeah, they have this thing now that's called letterboxing, and it's weird because it makes it, like, it's stupid. It, like, it makes the movie look smaller than it is.
But you can see, like, the whole thing, right?
No.
You just got to fix the tracking.
Exactly.
The tracking.
I mean, it's new stuff. I don't know a whole lot about it, but
it's got to press up and down the channel until it gets there.
Until you get
rid of the
right.
Top of the bottom.
Yeah.
It looks perfect.
I was feeling it for so long. Like, why are all the people here blue?
Yeah.
Why are they blue?
He's
sitting there adjusting the color. Now they're the right color. Now they're blue again.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out.
He was so confused.
Yeah, I should have seen it in the movie theater. It probably would have helped fix it all up for me.
What other movies have you seen on VHS recently?
What other movies have I seen recently?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, other than, like, Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Of course.
Because, I mean, that's
that movie's
classic.
30 years old.
Yeah. What are you talking about, dude? Oh, man. Have you seen this movie? It came out, what, just a couple months ago? It stars Kurt Russell, Big Trouble in Little China. Dude, that is a great movie. I don't know how I missed that in the theaters.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Movies go on to check.
You should go check it out in theaters. Check this out. Escape from New York. Also Kurt Russell.
Yeah, that's really good. And what kills me is, like, he looks, like, the things they can do with movie magic, he looks really young.
Right.
They do such a good job.
Movie magic.
Yeah. It's this new stuff. It's this VHS. It's blowing my mind.
Seriously.
Right now.
Have you seen Harrison Ford lately? He's looking old, but if you watch Raiders of the Lost Ark, that movie magic makes him look like 30 years younger.
Yeah, you know what, though? If you look at one that came out just recently for him.
That's that Lucas magic.
What's his latest blockbuster?
ILM all over the place.
Seriously, though, what's his latest blockbuster? The Fugitive?
The Fugitive.
That was great on VHS. I loved it. I couldn't even believe it. Dude, like, he's a really good actor.
He always comes over and goes, hey, let's watch a movie. I rented one. Why don't I have a VHS? Dude, get with the times.
Yeah. Plus, the thing is, you don't have a VHS. He doesn't have a VHS yet. But,
yeah.
I mean, they're not that expensive right now.
Yeah, but Mike makes more money than I do.
That's right.
Jay blew all his money on his reel-to-reel recorder for the show.
That's right, yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing, dude. Like, That whole 27mm thing, that's all gone. I don't use that stuff anymore. I'm telling you, this is the latest thing. They tried the whole Betamax thing, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. VHS is the way to go.
Because the tapes are too weird?
You know what? Yeah, they only like the one thing. And like, I don't know. you know, I don't know.
Doesn't seem very reliable.
That was the thing, though, but this is one of my favorite things to do is, like, you can actually, like, watch, like, a TV show and record it on VHS as it's playing. And then you can just fast forward through the commercials. I do that with Alf.
Alf?
Yeah, you haven't seen Alf?
Oh, I love Alf.
It's pretty good. The new season should start. I'm excited. They're only, what, 2-3 seasons in right now.
Right.
Yeah, that's good, man. I'm really liking it.
Should we tell him how it ends?
Oh, don't tell me he's really a midget in a costume.
No,
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Different show.
Did you see his casket?
he takes the Alf costume off. He's like, what you talking about, Willis?
See, that's what kills me about Gary Coleman.
How many
pieces
of pussy?
That's what kills me about Gary Coleman is, I mean, that show just got started, you know? He really loses out.
I know.
Yeah,
Everything about him seems to be getting cut short these days.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Well, you know what they say.
You know what show's really popular right now and it's really funny?
What's that?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's amazing.
Dude, have you guys seen a... I know you guys are going to laugh at me, but the Punky Brewster?
Yeah, that's
I have a feeling that chick's going to grow up to be pretty hot.
I saw this awesome, this robot CGI technology on this show called Small Wonder. It was crazy.
Small Wonder.
You know, the only thing I've seen that's got, like, crazy...
It's like...
Any type of, like, crazy
Terminator
anything...
Terminator, that's a girl.
Like, crazy, like, thinking is, it's on Channel 10. It's called Nova.
No. I don't know what that is.
Nova.
What is Nova?
You don't know what that is?
It's a science show.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. They got some pretty cool stuff coming out on TV now. Now they're really starting to make some developments.
All right.
You know, I mean, it's about time.
I mean, just think, your whole recording career could change. Like,
it could.
Beyond, like when they start coming up with this technology where...
One day we can land on the moon.
Yeah. You think that's possible, Mike?
Well, we can make it to the moon?
And we're landing on the moon?
Well, you know what? They joked about that in Dumb and Dumber. So, I mean, honestly, I think it's... Theoretically... Yeah, maybe.
You think it'll be Jim Carrey?
Metaphorically?
You think it'll be Jim Carrey?
Metaphorically? We can metaphorically land on the moon?
Metaphorically.
You think it'll be Jim Carrey?
Metaphorically, we are on the moon.
Do I think Jim Carrey's going to be the one to do it?
To walk on the moon?
You know,
I mean, he is the man on the moon.
He is, that's true.
It really depends on where his career goes. Right now, I mean, he's still doing The Living Color. But, like I said, we'll see. I think it's possible.
I know. That show's so racist. I don't like there are white people on that show.
You don't like the white people?
No.
He's the only one. Isn't
he?
And there's Marshall the, and Bill. There's the,
yeah.
Let me tell you that.
What?
What? And then there's always the
everybody listening
guy.
Is just all like, they're sitting there shaking their heads listening to the show. Like, isn't these guys it? Are just going to sit here and laugh and talk to each other the whole time. They're not entertaining us at all. They're just entertaining
each
other.
People listening right now are going to be like, is this a rerun? They're talking about VHS.
Right.
I know. Right?
How long have they been doing this show?
Getting Avatar VHS.
That'd be awesome. This is going to be like, come on, have Avatar on video, man.
I can't wait for Kick-Ass to come on VHS.
I actually had a Betamax.
So did everybody.
Everybody. It was a very exclusive club.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was like
every
Costco.
White person.
Big Lance had a couple.
Yeah.
Just because he stole them.
I gave him mine.
Well, that's
he's like, I don't take charity. I'll just take it.
Well, that's because right now those things are worth a lot of money.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right. You can get them on eBay.
22 50.
But again,
maybe missing parts.
I don't think they're gonna last. I think VHS is gonna take the kids.
What about cassette tapes?
Oh man, I just picked up. I just picked up Bush, 16 Stone. Have you heard that album?
It's pretty
good.
I just
got it on cassette. It was great. Oh, this is the best thing about cassette. If you flip it over, there's always more music. Yeah, and that's the thing is they don't normally tell you. You just got to turn it.
It's awesome. Did you know this little trick on here? If you hit the double arrow button, you can, like, skip a song.
Double arrow button?
Yeah.
I thought it was just fast forward.
It is.
And if you push play at the same time.
How is it again?
Yeah.
Dino Mike.
And you can do it backwards too.
Kill Satan.
Hail Satan.
Anyway, what?
Dino Mike is here. And why don't you do, we'll have you do another song. This is the song for the video that we did with you.
Oh, okay. You guys are going to have to help me out with this song, though. You know that, right?
Well, what part are we doing?
You're gonna sing the I'm a Pussy Pot.
Okay, but I want to be in a character, okay?
Okay.
My name is Chili Moreno, all right?
All right.
Like, how did he come up with this shit?
And I was a salsa dancer.
Chili Moreno.
I was a salsa dancer back in the 30s, but I was abducted by aliens and dropped off recently. But now I'm stuck in a monkey's body.
All right, Chili Moreno.
Yes.
And Jay can be Mongoloid Sapien.
Wait, I was going to say, you should be Coco Fresca.
Coco Fresca.
Yeah, the Thai.
Isn't the drink?
I don't know. He's going to be the Thai transvestite.
The Thai transvestite?
Yeah. And every time we say fuck, he thinks that he's talking about his son in China.
Even though he's Thai.
Getting the whole back.
Even though he's Thai, he has a son in China.
Well, yeah. That's the son swam there. Yeah. He went around the coast. Yeah.
Now that we have the whole backstory.
Okay.
We're going to do Meow Remix.
I am ready.
Let's hit it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dino Mike, popping out of your mom's vagina tonight. Tearing that shit up, live. Bloody.
I got me a polo shirt with a pop collar. Got a sweater around my neck and I clip the whole my dollar. My SUV's two wheels driving totally ill, but I hit the brakes when I go too fast down the hill. All my homies know that I'm totally cool when I drive up with my stolen rim to my private school. When haters mess with me, I tell them to go to hell, but not to their face, under my breath, to myself.
So I'm a pooser.
You know I bump Jack Johnson when I roll.
So I'm a pooser.
You don't want to mess with me, son, because if you make me nervous,
I'm a pusser.
Guys.
I'm a pusser. I'm a pusser.
The bitches at my work are the sickest, man. Literally, I'm a secretary for a veterinarian. I squat in the bathroom so no one can hear me pee. I'm in drama club, marching band, and an ASB. I wanna hook up with every chick that I see. But when I try, my hands get sweaty and I cannot breathe. So I scavenge my dignity, go home and write some poetry. Cause you know that my cat is always happy to see me.
I'm a pusser. Pusser.
When you miss your cue, you mess me up like that. It's okay.
I'm a pussy. I'm fucking pussy.
I don't either. What's going on anymore? Why is this dog jumping on me? Is it missing your cue? Maybe loud. Oh.
Let's
see if we can get through this.
P to the U to the SSY.
Why?
I ain't crying, dog. There's something in my eye. Whenever I get it, then I use a dab to cover up. My own sauce is too spicy, so I'll just use some ketchup. You know my tribal band tattoo is totally fat. It goes great with my cross and my eco-friendly yoga mat. Every week I go to my psychologist, nutritionist, urologist, pathologist, my anesthesiologist, even my gynecologist. In touch with my feminine side.
I'm a pussy.
Greatest woman alive.
I'm a pussy.
You're probably mad, so before you kick my ass, I'll just say my bad.
I'm a pussy. Pussy.
Pussy. Pussy.
Wow.
Pussy.
Worst performance ever.
I don't think so.
That's probably true.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on White Star.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air.
Kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room.
Just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
at www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm from X, and we're talking to real smokers about quitting. Tell me when you smoke and why you smoke.
First thing I do in the morning is get some coffee and have a cigarette.
If I have a cup of coffee, I gotta have a cigarette.
As soon as I wake up.
Okay.
With coffee, after I eat, and in between snacks.
Okay.
When I'm bored.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Have you tried to quit?
I quit for 3 months, went out one night, bought a pack of cigarettes, and that was the end.
I've actually tried to quit cold turkey, and that's really hard.
You ever hear about stories like, and then he threw the pack out the window, and he never smoked again?
Now, I've actually heard a guy throw a pack out the window, but he went to go buy another pack.
What would you do different?
Actually having a plan and thinking it through.
It's like you have to relearn yourself not to smoke. Especially at times when you really know this is the time I have the cigarette, like in the morning after coffee.
You have to relearn how to live your life without a cigarette in your hand.
With the right plan, you can quit smoking. Free at becomeanx.org. X, a new way to think about quitting. Brought to you by X and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. Just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Fuck. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy
yeah,
Show.
Gay.
We are back. We're up here on the 44th floor.
As long as the balls don't rub.
And, there was another gentleman out at the Desert Fest. His name was Wes. I don't know if you had the pleasure of meeting him.
I don't know.
He could drink faster than my brother. And I didn't think that was ever possible. He was actually had two beers in each hand.
Oh, mother
and,
God.
He passes out. He watches the band from Vegas that I brought out for the fight. And he sits around the fire. He was so excited he got this CD. But he's like, yeah, I gave him $10 for the CD. I'm going to listen to it all the way home. They were selling him for $1.
He's
sitting around the fire and he's in his chair and he's just about out. Rich, another drummer from Forbidden Zone, comes up behind him and hands him a beer. And he sees in the corner of the eye, he just sees the long hair and he goes, "Thanks, sweetie, you're the best."
Oh,
and Rich goes, "You're welcome." He goes, "What the fuck? When did you become a dude?"
You too can meet classy people like this if you attend Desert Fest.
Yeah, right. Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah.
And then he passes out in his chair, and everybody gets up and just goes to bed because the sun's coming up. And Rhonda was like, "Should we wake him up?" I go, "Give him 20 minutes. The sun will do it."
Seriously. The sad thing about the gene pool is there's just no lifeguards.
There's not enough chlorine to clear it out. Not enough chlorine to clear it out.
Yeah, and if you leave them in the wash too long, they'll shrink.
That is a true story.
Yeah.
So now you work on Speed Racer, the cartoon.
Yeah.
So give it a little description.
You do anything that's cool, though?
No.
Besides listen to the show while you're at work.
Right, exactly.
I
work with Speed Racer. And
what do you primarily do there?
I do the licensing for the entire brand.
So, like, if somebody drives
t-shirts?
So, t-shirts, video games, anything that has Speed Racer on it, any script that, like, you know, gets made for, you know, future episodes goes by me, and I have to make sure it's, you know, continuity and all that good stuff. We just got a second season for Speed Racer Next Generation out, so I'll be employed for a little while longer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't you write a treatment for a Speed Racer cartoon movie?
I actually wrote a whole script for a direct-to-DVD movie.
Can I be in it?
Well, it's a cartoon.
That's fine.
You can do voice.
All right.
Yeah.
How the hell?
I don't know.
Speed!
Yeah, you could be Trixie.
You name it, I can do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you do Animal from the Muppet Babies? You know,
something like that, right? No?
Something like that.
I was 15 years old, a young innocent boy on a playground at school. When I first met Joy, her t-shirt was white and her chest was quite large. When the storm clouds rolled in, started coming down hard, white shirts and rain. Yeah, they bring on a change. We knew she had a set, but when she got them both wet, you could see everything. I just stood there in awe. She didn't have on a bra. A cold wind hit her back, not popped her rack. White shirts in the rain. I've heard them called hangers. I've heard them called cams. I've heard them called cha-chas and chee-chees and boobies and two really good friends. Some like to be pet on, pinched on and pawed. Some like to be kissed on. Some you can't touch and hold. Red, white shirts and rain. Yeah, they bring on a change. They've all got a set, but when they get them both wet, you can see everything. And it's hard not to stare when they're sitting right over there. Could you run through my lawn? I got my sprinkler on. Today looks like no rain.
It's 98 degrees here in the metro. It's a beautiful day. No chance of precipitation. Not a cloud in the sky.
Thought it would be who once, not very long ago, I was respected, I was popular, but now I hang my head in shame. My life is filled with such regret, a bad mistake I can't forget, and now I'll never be the same.
I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls. My name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anyone wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it.
Okay,
really,
Kinko.
Really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown.
We're going to down at Ginkgo's clubhouse, sometimes after school. We play in Ginkgo's crawl space, there's never any room. We have to sit on Ginkgo's lap, there's never any chairs. Ginkgo likes to tickle us and give us funny stares.
Gee, I haven't had this much fun since Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap. But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws here, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI. But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears.
Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, short eyes, get in that car.
Bye, boys and girls.
Bye.
Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really, really.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. You want another news story?
Yeah, let's do some
news.
This
one's pretty good. Nude man yells he's Jesus, causes an accident.
You know what? I did it once. You know?
Shame on you.
Yeah.
In Connecticut, police said a naked man yelling that he was Jesus was the catalyst for a 5-vehicle accident on Interstate 95.
Somebody really thought it was Jesus.
It did injure 3 people in slow traffic for nearly 6 hours.
Wow.
6 hours.
Wow.
I am Jesus. He looks like him.
Ugh.
Jeremiah Marin said officers responded to reports that a nude male was causing a disturbance on I-95. As police arrived, the man got into a car, but police were able to pull the
vehicle. Hold on one second. I'd like to have Mike stop vigorously masturbating in the corner. Anyway.
Anyway, as police arrived, the man got into a car, but police were able to pull the vehicle over. Police said a tractor-trailer driver then slammed on the brakes to avoid another driver distracted by the highway commotion. The big rig jackknifed, careened into 4 cars, and flipped over. Rescue workers picked up the driver of the tractor-trailer. The naked man's name was not released, but I have a feeling his name was Stuart West.
No, you know what's even more funny? His name is probably, like, actually Jesus.
Yeah.
Cesar Martinez.
The most ironic thing about that whole story is every single driver there that was in an accident said Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ! I'm going to be late for work. The naked man's name was not released. It was not immediately known if he was charged. I think he would be charged right away for all the
you'd think so.
Accidents that he did. I guess.
Mike's playing with his knob.
Yeah, he'll fix it. The excitement of
right?
The 44th floor.
What is going on up here? It looks like the food escaped from the Korean taco plant.
It's so funny when I said that one day ago, Korean taco plant, and Mike's like, where'd you get that from?
Didn't I say that upstairs? I said that to
you. You said that to a guest.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was that. You know what he said? What did he ask for?
I don't remember what he asked, but I remember he was just standing there with this just this look on his face like, what?
And I was like, Korean taco plant? I guess where it was. It was like when I was upstairs eating, I thought somebody asked me about Coco Chinaman.
This is all so much funnier if you're speaking to the microphone,
yeah,
by the way.
We'll be back after this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Coco Chinaman.
Coco Chinaman. I thought that was a turn of their thing, poker tournaments.
Yeah. Oh, he used to do that at work all the time.
Yeah, I actually got in trouble today. Today or yesterday, I don't remember. But I'm colorblind. And we use this system, and like basically everything is like color coordinated. And I'm trying to sell these tickets, and I sold them like the wrong day, so I had to call this lady, and I was like, okay, so I'm looking at map sale, and I want to get these tickets right here on the first row. I'm like, the blue ones. She's like, there is no blue ones. I'm like, no, the blue ones are open. They're right there. She's like, no, there's green ones. I'm like, I don't see any green ones. I only see blue ones. If they were green ones, I'd have sold them the green ones. But there's no green ones. There's only blue ones. Green ones are the ones that are available. Blue ones say they're also available. I can only see blue. I don't see green, so I'm going to give them blue.
So you can't see green.
I don't know what I can't see at this point. Like, I'm so fucking really confused.
Look at your shirt.
Yeah.
What color is that?
It's blue, right?
Okay, so you can see blue.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's weird because, like, if I can, like, focus. If I focus, you must focus.
Fuck us both.
If I do that, I can, like,
speak
tell
for
the
yourself.
Color. Yeah, right?
I was talking about these guys.
So, in this next news story,
yeah.
Oh, are we on the air again?
Just by this guy, just by this guy's look, Mike.
I'll tell you what
Dino
he did.
Mike, Dino Mike, take a look at this guy. He looks like Big Lance.
I'll have to get up.
I'll tell you exactly what he did.
Take a look. He looks like Big Lance.
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what he did.
Okay.
Clubbing baby seals. Right?
No.
It's
now,
rampant.
He looks like the kind of guy who would be clubbing baby seals.
Now, I'll tell you where we are. I'll tell you where the story takes place, and now you can take a serious guess.
All right.
He's from Port St. Lucie.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Did his milkshake bring all the boys to the yard?
No.
Because it's damn right. It's better than y'all.
Seriously, what do you think? What do you think he possibly could have gotten in trouble for?
His lip gloss is cool.
Stabbing somebody with a waffle iron.
Well, you're not even close.
Okay. How about this? Did he attempt to jack off an equestrian?
No.
It's a horse.
38-year-old man.
It's science-like.
A 38-year-old man who claimed to have bubblegum in his sock was arrested in Port St. Lucie. Investigators turned out.
No, that was a crime.
Excuse me, officer. I have bubblegum in my sock.
Wait,
you're going to jail.
I have to finish.
How dare you?
I have to finish the story.
No, you should.
Who claimed
you
to have
it there.
Bubblegum? Yeah, because it would be Port St. Lucie.
Yeah,
so
right.
Enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, he claimed to have bubblegum in his sock when he was arrested by St. Lucie County Sheriff. Investigators turned up it was baggies of cocaine.
Oh. Now, this is the thing. Did you just walk up to somebody? Excuse me, officer. I have bubblegum in my sock.
Well, you just let me finish.
Oh. And they were like, I don't think you have bubblegum in that sock.
You want to see a quick way to make him laugh? Just talk about the guy that got stuck in his sausage.
You can't believe All right, now he's laughing. Now he can't finish the story.
Yeah. Derek C. Anderson faces a felony possession of cocaine charges following the Wednesday... I know, right?
I think it's stuck in sausage machine. It's like so horrible, you know? I would never tell my kids.
I'm only laughing because you're laughing.
I would so quit my job at that point. I'd be like, I'm a failure in life.
I'm a failure in life.
T-shirt design number 2 of the day.
I almost got destroyed by a sausage sucker.
If we were only so lucky.
Damn, dude. And when I said the last name Anderson, I thought he was referring to the last story from Port St. Lucie, the guy with the gun, because his name was Anderson. Also black.
Also black.
Uh-huh. Send all hate mail to Shingles McFanny.
And
you know why I give his address more than mine? He doesn't answer it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, you know what? I guess I should bring out... Oh, no, finish your story.
He files it all in the big round bin.
Anyway, he faces felony.
Felony.
Possession of cocaine charges. Investigators stopped a white Ford Bronco.
Damn, OJ.
Not kidding. In the area of Avenue O at North 12th Street after the front passenger was spotted not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you're going to commit a crime, right, like chewing bubble gum in your white Ford Bronco after you stab your wife.
Can you believe?
Wear a seatbelt.
Yeah. Can you believe that happened a couple months ago?
When the officer, right. I know, dude. I can't believe it.
I wonder how that trial's going to come out.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm taping it on VHS.
Make sure you send it for the extended play.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. I think it's going to be that called the be trial
a,
of the
that
century.
Might be a lengthy one.
Yeah. You think so? I think they're going to end it pretty quick.
I have a feeling it's going to be the trial of the century.
I mean, what could? He seems pretty guilty to me. What could possibly go wrong? You know?
Yeah, you never know.
No. I don't know.
we'll have to talk about it every
day. I mean, if the glove fits, right?
You must have quit.
Oh, so bad. So bad. Anyway.
We're all showing our age now to all the youngsters out there.
They're like, that trial's not on.
They're like, how's he even born when that was happening?
Well, see, I watch the trial, and then but when it gets to their breaks, I just go and I watch Star.
Star? Yeah. You're the one.
Yeah, I'm the one. And, you know, occasionally I'll peep the gummy bears with strawberry shortcake.
If you watch the trial on E, you can watch the reenactment.
Watch American Most Wanted. You can just watch them do it horribly.
Yeah, they'll do it horribly.
Is that show still on the air?
What show?
America's Most Wanted.
I think so.
Yeah?
I just signed up until last night.
Oh, my God.
On tape.
Yeah. I fast forward through the John Walsh guy.
But how can you watch it if you don't have a TV?
I got it at my buddy's house.
Oh, so you have your VHS over your buddy's house.
Yeah. Well, it's an expensive piece of machinery.
So you have to take it wherever you go?
Yeah. I just pack it. It's pretty lightweight. You just throw it in a backpack.
His VHS player plugs right into his T1 high-speed line.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Now if I could get it to work on my.
Do you have a DSL modem or dial-up for the internet?
What's a DSL?
Dick sucking lips.
Oh. No, but.
That's exactly right.
I got that new Commodore.
The Commodore 64.
No, you got the
they
first
have it
one.
Up to 64 now?
Yeah, the first one.
The Commodore 1.
I got that Pirates game on that new floppy thing.
Yeah, Commodore Beta. He bought it because he thought it was an endangered bird.
Yeah. You might want to take your computer over to Rabbi to get an upgrade. Get rid of those big floppy disks.
I thought those were drink holders.
Oh, let's finish this one up.
Oh, we're on the story still.
Anderson appeared to be putting something under a seat and looked very nervous. A deputy patted him down and noted a bulge in his sock.
And he was instantly like, sir, is that bubble gum?
No.
That's not bubble gum, is it?
Yeah, that's what was in his sock. Anderson said it's bubble gum.
Dude, where do you keep your big chew?
A sock search.
Sir, I'm going to have to perform a sock search.
Turned up.
I'm going to have to pad your bulge.
Was it a tube sock or was it one of those ankle socks?
A sock search. A sock search.
What other questions are there?
Shut up. A sock search turned up three small baggies of cocaine.
Three small baggies of cocaine.
I want to see you blow bubbles with that search. That's
what
you
had
to do.
It looks like you eat a powdered donut.
Yeah, that's when you got to be like, put that in your mouth, enjoy it.
I'm busy eating Coke. That's my favorite thing he says now.
Yeah, I'm busy eating Coke. Don't interrupt me. I'm busy eating Coke.
Like you hear the enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah.
Right? He said that last week and fucking nailed me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all, what are you doing over there? He goes, I'm busy eating Coke.
See, this is what you get, a bunch of guys with ADD in the same room.
Yeah.
That's so
funny. I don't know what I'm laughing about anymore. My stomach hurts.
I'm a complete failure.
I'm a complete failure.
I failed at life. I failed at life. when you know.
I can't even clean a sausage machine correctly.
Yeah, dude. I almost got killed by a sausage sucker. It's horrible.
But he didn't nearly laugh as hard as the guy that lost his hand in the fucking wood chip.
Is that more funny to me? I don't think so. I don't think
that's what I said.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I don't find that funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that's tragic, you know?
How is that tragic?
How's it tragic when you have a name like Chipper?
Is that really his name? That would have been funny. See, now that had just been ironic.
Ironic.
It is ironic.
Irony!
Ironical. That's the kind of wording that
ironical?
He uses.
Yeah.
Ironical.
Ironical. It's ironic and aid.
Ironicism.
Ironic and aid.
Yeah.
All right, so Dino Mike is here. You're here in Vegas for a licensing convention and for the hookers and blow.
Have you ever been to Canada?
Yeah.
And now that you're here, though, you probably want us to take you to see Dumpster 3. You've heard so much about it.
Oh, I got to. I
bring
got
at least
to.
$3 and some wipes.
It's okay if you're a baby wipe.
$3.
I don't have any wipes.
Wait, I'm just wanting to know when the price went up.
Right.
Well, you gotta have to pay off the bums to get out of the way.
Because
they won't leave you alone.
They used to supply wipes, now they want lemon pledge wipes.
Yeah. You know what killed me? Because the bum would come and be like, hey, dude, you got like a dollar? I'd be like, bitch, I'm $30,000 in debt. You got any money?
Right.
You know?
You're
what do you got?
You're richer than me.
I just want me a burger.
I just want to be broke again.
Yeah.
I just want to be back to zero.
Yeah, dude.
I don't have any number.
Yeah. You're at zero. I'm behind you. I'm actually behind you.
I'm in the red.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching those, the freecreditreport.com commercials, and they're making a big announcement that they're getting the new guy that's going to be singing all their ads. I'm like, they're advertising that you're getting fired.
I know.
And we get to pick your replacement. And now your credit's going to shit because you're unemployed. Like, what is the irony of that?
Yeah.
Like, irony. We're getting a new singer for our commercials. We must say goodbye to this guy.
Right.
And he doesn't even sing those. That's not even his voice. He lip syncs those.
Oh, really?
So why do you need a new singer? Just replace the guy.
Just
get the new guy to lip sync.
Yeah.
Get Mike to do it. He can do it.
I do it. Me or that or Million Vanilli. I hear they're looking for work.
Yeah.
Or one of them is at least.
Million Vanilli?
Yeah.
What did you just say? Manili Vanilli?
Manili and Vanilli? What's their names again?
Millie Vanilli.
Is that what it is? No, that's just silly.
Stupid.
He's mad. Oh my god.
I'm changing my name.
To what?
Big Money Deluxe.
I think we should change it to M squared.
It's Big Money Deluxe, son.
So while you're here in town, we gotta have a little bit of fun. So I think maybe LAX.
Yeah, LAX
then,
sounds good.
Dumpster 3.
And
Dumpster
Peter Piper
sounds amazing.
Peter Piper's Pizza?
Yeah.
Peter Piper's Pizza.
We gotta at least let him play a little bit of Skeet.
You think Michael actually come out this time?
What, a Peter Piper? What?
What did you just say?
What?
What?
I think you tried to say pickles.
What?
Whiskey.
What?
What?
Did you ever see the movie Hot Rod?
Unfortunately.
Did you see it on VHS?
That's the way to see movies right now.
Dude, that movie's funny.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it at all.
I loved it. We should watch it right now.
Let's not.
Why not?
What do you think the best comedy movie ever is?
The one that still gets every time is still probably Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, dude. Best, what just came out? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's great.
That rings right up to Spies Like Us.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
Man.
It was almost as funny as that new movie Animal House.
Yeah.
Uncle Buck comes out Friday.
Yeah. Maybe we should go see that. You know what? No. Okay, you know what? Because I'll just get it pirated to VHS. We'll wait.
Pirated VHS.
Yeah.
He knows it's a swap meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You do, yeah.
Down at Fremont Street.
I get it from Jesus.
I buy them from Naked Jesus.
Naked Jesus.
Naked. So what was the other guy that we had? Naked Jesus, and we had the other guy that was named Jesus. Who lived?
Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, right, right.
Belcherview.
Yeah, from Belcherview.
Jesus is showing himself everywhere.
I wonder what would happen if they met. Like, would there be like this giant chasm, and like people would just like
Lord Jesus Christ and Naked Jesus.
Naked
they should have sex together.
That's a
pay per view
event. That's a pay per view event. right there.
It is, dude.
Lord Jesus Christ versus Jesus.
Wow.
We need to get all that right
I'd
now.
Pay for that.
We need to market that shit.
I'd pay for that.
Right.
No miracles, no holy water.
It's yeah. naked yeah. Jesus.
No holds barred.
What are you wearing? You can't bring that thorn hat here.
Yeah.
No sharp object.
No sharp object. And the holes in your hands, that's aerodynamic. Okay? None of that.
We're going to have to put tape over those.
You can hear it coming. It whistles when he swings.
Wow. Send all emails.
Right. Going to hell.
To Shingles McFan.
Now, hold on. I love Jesus. Hold on, guys. I love Jesus. Okay. And you can, too, for just 29
Try these. I can't believe they're not Jesus' wafers yeah. for your next communion event.
Oh, you know what? If you save the wafers, you wait till they get, like, old, and then you crumble them up and you put them on pie.
I'm sure that's exactly how Jesus wants to be remembered.
Yeah, you put on, like, a grape pie.
A grape pie?
You never had a grape pie?
I don't know.
A grape pie or grape?
Grape.
Like, what's eating Gilbert Grape? A pie.
A pie, of course.
Apparently his fat mother.
That's a whole other movie.
A whole other movie.
That just came out on VHS.
It did.
Do you think you go to Blockbuster and you go, what's the first section you go to?
I first thing I go to is new releases. Right now they got Forrest Gump. Have you seen that yet?
I love Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Life is like a VHS.
Please be kind and rewind.
Please be kind and rewind it.
See, I hate it when they make me do that. They don't have machines that do that there at Video Time. They can't rewind it themselves.
I'm sure they have rewinders.
Because all it does is it just overheats my VHS.
Well, take it out and get a rewinder. That's all they're made for.
Oh, see, that's clever.
Yeah.
See, if I thought of that, I'd have been a millionaire right now.
You would have been.
I'll get. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to invent a fast forwarder. That way, you have already watched the movie. And then you can put it right in the rewinder. And
what are you doing? I'm fast forwarding my movie. Now what are you doing? I'm rewinding it. He's on a special kind of prescription today.
Seriously, that sounds like a government job. Don't worry, you get paid $70K a year for something like that.
Just to see if they work.
He fast forwards movies with a stopwatch.
Do we have any comments? Like, stop doing the show.
Yeah, right.
I think we have, no, we don't have any new ones.
Oh, really?
I haven't checked since I've been out in the desert.
All right.
Frying my freaking brain.
Seriously, it was so hot.
It was ridiculously hot.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he's like, Mike, you should have gone. Fuck you, AC.
You should
have
gone.
We did have AC.
Sort of.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ish. Not Anthony Cools.
Anthony goes, I gotta get that flip cup team together. I'm in fucking serious shit.
Seriously, did you play any flip cup?
I played a little.
Okay.
Oh, dude,
that's not a cup.
It's not a cup.
You were.
That was really close.
Okay, you can't see this. He has like a little a bottle, just like
a bottle of water.
Yeah, a regular water bottle, and he's trying to flip it to land on end, and failing. Not on end.
Not on end. Yeah, I should get that together so we can so I can win.
Right. It'd be a whole lot harder if you use those bottles, though.
He goes.
That should be extreme.
He doesn't understand. When there's a money wager on it, I play a hell of a lot better than just getting free beer.
There you go.
See, now, maybe if it was, you know, I don't know about beer. Dude, I don't know how people can drink beer. It does not taste good. It does not taste good. Now, had they decided to fill that with maybe like a V8, you know?
Because that tastes amazing.
Something with a little flavor, right? See? I think, you know, that'd be a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'll play some V8 Flip Cup with you.
Yeah. You ever add a little cinnamon to it?
What?
What?
Ow. I think it has popped my brain.
I have a headache behind my eye.
Seriously. Ow. Fuse blown.
Oh, try it, guys. I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind.
It'd be cool if we could take you to see Michael Johns while you're here. Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, we have his opinion.
Who, Michael Johns?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
That'd be awesome. We should try and get you in.
He smells like Old Spice.
When can we do this?
Well, you're the one that's got the busy schedule.
I know, but when does he play?
What are you here for?
Every night.
Every day? Wow.
No, every night.
Workaholic.
Yeah, every night, Jackass.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
That'd be awesome, but yeah, we'll definitely have some fun. Want to do one more, so we'll give you your choice of the one that you want to do.
All right, let's see.
How about...
We'll also just finish the whole damn show. You don't have to stay here.
Let's do Nuff Liquor.
Nuff Liquor?
Nuff Liquor, because I want you guys to sing along.
But we sang on the last one.
I don't care. This is a group event. Can't you tell the camaraderie in this whole room right now?
Nuff Liquor!
See, you know the words already.
Yeah, I can do this.
Yeah.
It's called Nuff Liquor.
There you go.
That's it.
That's all you really need to know.
Yeah, that's good.
Then you can sing along as much as you can, and the worse you sing it, the better it is, because that's a drinking song.
All right.
Sweet.
So we'll do Nuff Liquor.
Wait, what are we drinking? I need motivation.
How about your...
How about some V8?
How about some Sunny D?
Some Sunny D mixed with V8.
They actually make V8 Splash, so it's kind of like a Sunny D V8.
V8 Splash?
Yeah. It's like a fruit V8 drink.
Oh. Maybe if you'd stop fast-forwarding through your credentials on your VHS, right. You'd be able to see some new products that are out.
Yeah, you know what, actually? I was just watching... speaking of that, I actually just rented E.T. And in the beginning...
Don't ruin it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I wanted to tell you, but before that, they do a commercial for Pizza Hut. You can actually have your birthday party at Pizza Hut now.
Oh, what's a Pizza Hut?
What's
Pizza Hut?
They're like these places where you can go and you order pizza.
That's crazy.
Isn't that like Chuck E. Cheese?
It's kind of, you know what, reminds me of that, only I didn't see any games.
Do they have a giant rat too?
I don't know. All I know is the theme song was the Everybody Wang Chung Tonight, so I don't know if that...
Can you sing it? I don't know that.
Everybody Wang Chung Tonight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Everybody Wang Chung Tonight.
Yeah, it probably just came out. I don't know if you guys have it over where you're from yet. But it's probably working.
Yeah, I don't know if it's made its way to LA yet.
It's probably getting into the rotation.
I'm going to go get it on cassette.
Yeah. I don't know if I like Wang Chung that much. I actually had a friend who came to me, and he told me he was taking martial arts. I asked him what kind. He said Wang Chung. I was like, you mean Wing Chun, you dumbass. Learn your own fucking martial arts.
Wing Chun.
Yeah. It's called Wing Chun.
It's a whole other body part.
It is. Wang Chun. I'm learning Wang Chun.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Ugh.
All right, so let's go into this song called Nuff Liquor.
Nuff Liquor. Oh, some country western ditty.
I'm a pussy.
I've been upon a town known as the Spare. The location of the city's in the middle of nowhere. Nothing here to do but drink and screw. So I wandered pretty thirsty into the saloon. I pulled me up a stool with a certain agenda. I'd need me a drink, I'm going on a bender. Bartender looks at me and says, what'll it be? I say, what you recommend, boss, I'm pretty thirsty. He says, whiskey in the rocks will probably do the trick. I say, yeah, if I only want to wet my lip. A hit of moonshine will be good for you, cuz just I gotta drink me fine and get me a buzz. You're talking of a game, but between you and me, you won't know your name after you've had my recipe. It was given by my father and his father before him, but his father's wife used it to try and kill his kin. I knew when it caused the whole of this a beat, and the whole set of people suddenly were on
the pussy.
Drinking it, dancing it, quite a bit. They broke it in the chorus and it went like this. It's called Nuff Liquor.
Yeah.
Cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way in hell you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you've had one of these, and definitely stay in the night. As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Bartender pulls out the biggest tumbler I've seen. It was 1 foot wide and 3 foot deep. He pulled out bottle after bottle after bottle again. Even a Capri Sun seemed to find its way in. He poured in vodka, rum, and gin, tequila, and amaretto. Everclear, cognac, scotch with a shot at Jack Daniels. Triple sec from root for color, grenadine, tuna, schnapps, Maduri, and then linen gasoline. Some gold sugar bourbon and blue curacao. Hypnotic, sake, Chambord, and one I can't pronounce. Kahlua, Southern Comfort, and Bailey's Irish Cream. Michael Yeager, Remy Martin, and nitroglycerine. Some epithelial spiky in hemp that is the core. That pink stuff from the doctor's office with a heavy pour. With a squirt of Coca-Cola and a spoon of powdered Jell-O garnish with a lemon wedge and a little umbrella. He takes my first drink and he takes my first sip. And my legs are getting wobbly like I'm standing on a ship. I feel
I'm a
like the first day of spring. So
It's called Nuff Liquor. Cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. Ain't no way in hell you're driving a car.
Did you just say ain't no way?
You'll be in your ways if you had one of these and definitely stay in the night. As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you roll on the floor for dear life. Yeehaw!
Yes!
Oh my god.
Cause I'm a pussy!
That's what you do. I'm tired.
I like this is anal
way. Got his hair lift, had blue eyes, brunette hair, and painted fingertips. Said his name was Carl, and I know it ain't God's way. Asked if he could push my stool, and so I could, what the hey? The first bits of the night, then I see the line ahead, and the bell is quite the fright. Doing the pee-pee dance, kinda wishing I were dead. Aim for a pot and flip it, hit a biker's boot instead. Why'd I have to be the one the party found tonight? The biker pushed me back and asked, you're looking for a fight. I said, no, sir, it was a big mistake, you see. Thought your leg was a plant when I began to pee. Course, it ain't what it sounded like when it all came out. I said, hey, you wanna go, you freaking pansy? You want a piece of this pussy? Well, he did, and decided to punch me in the jowls. I puked on this chicken, emptied out my bowels. She helped me to my feet and kissed me open mouth. The biker ran me, decided just to hug it out. Said, next round's on me, so I forgot my name. And I said, screw it once again, and I began to sing. It's called Nuff Liquor. Cause it's got enough liquor to get you drunk quicker than any other drink in the bar. Open up wide, it'll burn your insides. It'll win, hell, you're driving a car. You'll be on your knees once you had one of these and definitely stay in the night.
Woo-hoo.
As the world's spinning faster, it'll be a disaster when you're holding on the floor for dear life. Oh, it'll be a disaster cause I just nailed my sister and I didn't wear rubber last night. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Wow. Horrid.
I thought it was... great, sir.
I think you saved it for me.
Amazing, sir. Without our help again, that song would be nothing.
I do it again.
But, you know, good job on the artwork of the DVD.
Thank you, sir.
Looks very good. Looks very professional.
Yeah, well, it does, you know, I do what I can.
But, so are they, back to the, I didn't get to finish because we got off topic with the VHS.
Not us.
The movie that you wrote that's straight for DVD.
Oh, yeah,
is
yeah.
Is that coming
yeah.
out?
It's in development hell right now.
Development hell?
Development hell.
It's going to be on VHS?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Only top of the line for me.
I'll watch it at that point.
That's
wait a
good.
Minute, but you're talking about VHS. What's a DVD?
Oh, jeez.
What is a DVD?
I hate to be a spoiler, but it's like a CD with pictures.
What's a CD?
It's
a cassette only on one, with one side, right?
Yeah, and I use it as a mirror to check out the hotness.
Oh yeah, you could tie them to your shoes.
Tie them to your shoes.
Yeah.
You can use them as coasters.
Oh yeah.
Great pizza cutters,
sniff
by
coke
the way.
Off of them.
You don't want to sniff coke off. I just chop it. I just cut coke.
I just lick it off.
Yeah, of course. That's your solution to everything. Yeah. T-shirt number three.
She's chopping.
I just lick it off.
I just lick it off.
I'm a failure at life.
I'm a failure at life. And what was the first one?
I think I'm a failure at life was the first one, wasn't
I think
it?
That was the first one.
No, we had no because we did it from the news story.
Oh, that's right. I don't remember.
We will re-listen to this.
Yeah, we'll rewind the A-track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as we start doing the show, I'll have to like start taping these.
Yeah.
Are we starting yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good stuff. Government stock.
Yeah, tell me when we're gonna do this. This fucking blows right now. I'm gonna go out and have a smoke.
No, not really. Out on our balcony.
Yeah.
I know where you can get some ice.
You gonna get some mice?
Ice.
Oh,
ice.
Ice, baby.
Seth's number.
You hear that song? Just
go,
came out.
Go.
Yeah.
That's brand new.
He's 11 and he's stealing cars.
Right?
Like, who is this kid? Like, they need
that's
a whole reality
kid.
Show about this kid.
Seth.
They do. I'd watch it. No, I wouldn't. But
Seth, looking for danger.
Looking for danger.
Oh.
Right?
My name is Seth, and I'm 11.
I can't drive Power Wheels anymore, so I have to find a substitute.
Nice. So, well, buddy.
Well, buddy.
Thank you for being here.
Okay, thank you. It's over already?
It's over already. Well, you know, but you're here all week. It's not like you're going to be on the show, though, but we'll be hanging out.
That's true.
We're going to go to LAX.
I had a lot of fun. My stomach hurts from laughing. I don't have to do any sit-ups today.
You have anything to say?
Oh, what?
He's leaving.
Who is?
Hi.
What's up, man?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are
I'm
you?
Good.
Good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what to say. That'll do, pig.
That's awesome. That'll do, pig. Thank you very much. This might be another reason why people don't come back and see us.
Could be.
That'll do, pig. The fuck is that?
That was from Babe or something. Or Charlotte's Web or something like that.
I don't even fucking know.
He hasn't gone that far. Yeah.
I'm still trying to watch him.
He's got a stank of movies.
Charlotte's Web, I think.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do.
Remember the spider web said, that'll do, pig.
Is that what it is?
That'll do, pig. You're all done here. We're all done,
yeah.
Pig.
That'll do, pig.
He's done over here.
Back ending over.
Way to go, pig.
Bye.
Your hair, and from your lips you do the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, 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 It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a